Moving on with the news, large aid convoy, which is traveling by road from Britain to the Gaza Strip, has completed its European leg and has now arrived in North Africa. More than 100 vehicles drove onto the Moroccan soil after setting off from London on Saturday and traveling through France and Spain. The Press TV team has been following the convoy from the outset. Here's more.
Members of the convoy weren't quite sure what to expect when they boarded the ferry from Spain to Morocco early on Wednesday morning. In diplomatic terms, the ride had been relatively smooth through France and Spain. And although they were told to prepare for a massive welcome, there were questions among some over how the government would react to a collective with such wide-ranging political backgrounds. But upon arrival, there was indeed a warm welcome from the police and government officials, and the media was out in force, unlike during the previous stops throughout mainland Europe.
I feel great. I think every step of the way that we've had difficulty, I feel really good about it. I feel really good that we've arrived.
But the joy was soon soured for some, as the convoy carrying medicine and aid for the people of Gaza was checked vehicle by a pack of sniffer dogs, then driven through a large X-ray device and given another thorough security check. One driver was even detained before he could leave the ferry.
It was the security was very heavy. Basically, they detained me for about an hour and a half. At first, they didn't say what I was detained for. I sat there for about an hour, and while they verified some checks, and before the checks were sort of like finalized, and they allowed me to leave. And basically, they've got a lot of security on, and I think a lot of people were intimidated by it, really.
Although the police were polite and civil, the process delayed the convoy's departure from the port of Tangier. There was also some disappointment when it was revealed that the government was cancelling a major rally in the historic city of Casablanca, where more than 100,000 well-wishers were expected. The reason why remains unclear, but nonetheless, convoy leaders were positive about the road ahead.
It's unfortunate that our planned events in Casablanca, which is a huge city with millions of citizens, has been cancelled for internal reasons, reasons of state. The Moroccan government has agreed to lift the border between Morocco and Algeria, and this shows that Palestine can be a passport to Arab unity.
By the time the convoy reached the streets of Tangier, it was obvious that the Moroccan people had a huge amount of support for the Gaza mission. Despite the problems along the way and doubts over how the convoy will be received across North Africa, the mission to Gaza has now landed in Morocco, albeit with a cautious welcome from the government. Now the hopes of hundreds of thousands from cities across the UK rest on the shoulders of the drivers of these vehicles, who have a difficult task ahead. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Morocco.